5:04 on a Monday afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Line. Just me today, Rich Roth, flying solo. Ed, with a legitimate emergency this week, will be out of town and off the air for a couple of days, but we'll be back way before anybody's missed him. I can sure assure you of that. No, some good things going on for Ed Lane, but we'll get back up in touch with him hopefully a little bit later on this week. So it's just me flying solo, at least for today. Maybe a couple of guest hosts joining me a little bit later on the week. Jerry Radcliffe of jerryradcliffe.com joins us each week here on Covering the Commonwealth, but may swing by and drop by the studio and look ahead to the upcoming season for the Virginia Cavaliers. You know, typically early and mid-July is just a very, very dead time of year for sports, but seems like there's a bunch going on here in and around Roanoke and Lynchburg and Smith Mountain Lake and certainly the South Side area as well. A lot going on. Steven Strasburg coming, going to be pitching in the Hill City tomorrow at City Stadium, facing the Hillcats in a rehab assignment as he's trying to work his way back to the big leagues after about a month or so ago. A little shoulder inflammation and left to start back on June 8th against the Giants. And he's going to get the nod tomorrow night at City Stadium against the Hillcats. And maybe a little bit more on that tomorrow. Also, of course, the World Cup. We're all very excited about the World Cup. Down to the Final Four, France, England, Belgium, and Croatia. Is that right? Did I get it right? Thank you. Wasn't sure about Belgium, but that's the deal. Maybe we'll hear from Tom Lehman, our soccer expert, a little bit later on in the show, the preview of that first semifinal taking place tomorrow. Roanoke's getting an arena football or an indoor football league or football team back. They're going to be the Iron Horses, and the logo looks very much like the Purdue Boilermaker logo. So interesting to see how that all takes off. So that all going on, of course, the Greenbrier took place this week. A military tribute at the Greenbrier, I should say. And we'll talk a little bit more about that with Jamie Hamilton. But Kevin Na really just running away with it down the stretch as he gets the win. First win in a number of years for Kevin Na. And I know that's it's a good feeling for him to get that back. Fig Jam. Oh, Figgy, 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 Figgy. Penalized for cheating yet again. Boy, what is it with this guy? Do the rules mean nothing to him? If he can't win, he's going to take his ball and go home? Quite literally, at the U.S. Open. This past week at the Greenbrier, just tramping down some long grass to help improve his lie. And man, oh man, Figgy at it again. And of course, some of the biggest news is the off-the-field issues that are continuing to plague the Virginia Tech football team as junior defensive back Mook Reynolds dismissed from the team. And we'll talk with Chris Coleman of TechSideline.com a little bit more about that. Adonis Alexander, problems with him also leaving the program. And that's the nice way of saying it. But he's going to be in Wednesday's NFL supplemental draft. And it'll be interesting to see where he winds up going. As seems like he could be a fit for a number of teams. And, you know, maybe taking a flyer with him on a later round pick. And then they get, of course, stripped of that pick next year in the regular draft. So if you use, say, a fourth or fifth or sixth round pick on Alexander this year, you lose that pick next year in the 2019 NFL draft. But, you know, If you like what you see and you have an opportunity to grab him and have him for really an extra year. So you get a player and then you lose a pick kind of the year after he's already played. It's an interesting strategy. And every now and again, players will get picked in the supplemental draft. And he's one of the guys eligible to be picked. And we'll see if that winds up happening on Wednesday. We've got Daytona, double overtime down at Daytona, and a first-time winner. So, you know, really lots of little stuff to talk about. The Major League Baseball All-Star rosters have been announced, and of course there's always some snubs. We might be able to get into that a little bit later on, but it's going to be a fast and furious show with covering the Commonwealth. We'll also talk a little Commonwealth games as we're getting closer and closer to the opening ceremonies and the main games weekend. So we'll talk a little Commonwealth games with Lonnie Young later on in the show as well. As always, gotta take the opportunity to thank our sponsors. ESPN Radio Deals, of course, right at the very top of the list. We love ESPN Radio Deals, and you folks should too. Opportunity to get some unbelievable deals on really a whole bunch of different things. All depends what you want, but someone coming in earlier today buying a bunch of Jersey Mike's gift cards. We still have golf logo chips up there, Jersey Lilies, Roadhouse gift cards, $50 gift cards, $30. Still have some Angler's Lane, Snowflex at Liberty, Cave Spring Tap House, Salem Red Sox. This is cool. A suite at a Salem Red Sox game. Fits up to 20 people. Normally $750. Yours for only $349. And that's pretty much the deal at ESPN Radio Deals. Go there, see what's available. See some Hanging Rock Golf on tap as well. British Open coming up next week. Four-pack of Hillcats tickets. Maybe you want to go see Steven Strasburg tomorrow. Snap up a four-pack of tickets plus a $25 food voucher for only $30. The food itself is worth $25. Great deal. ESPNRadioDeals.com. Also want to thank Randolph College. Of course, they've got the LEAP program and the Master of Arts in Teaching program. Our good friends at Cano Sausage, the country boy on the label means quality on the table. Jim Messier, he's my guy. Arthur's Jewelry, Centertown, Bedford, your source for diamonds. And of course, Roanoke Valley, Harley Davidson on Peters Creek Road in Roanoke. So we've got, like I said, a lot going on, more than you typically expect in early to mid-July. And we'll dive into it and try and hit on as much of it as we can with covering the Commonwealth. And we'll kick that off with Jamie Hamilton, the Associate Director of Golf at the Greenbrier, talking about a military tribute at the Greenbrier, which wrapped up yesterday. And that'll all start when we come back. You're listening to The Sports Line here on ESPN Radio in Virginia.